Welcome to the Dream Diva Podcast. I'm your host and dream medium, Peli Keo. I deliver a masterclass in shamanic dreaming and intuitive dream interpretation. I want to help you break free of the past and empower your transformation now. We're here to learn from our dreams, and our dreams are our best teachers. So whether you remember your dreams or not, you'll receive inspirational guidance to help change your career, health, and relationships for the better. In this show, you'll discover the meaning behind your soul symbols and receive messages from your guides and spirit animals. You'll also learn how to have precognitive dreams and connect with your ancestors on the other side. The Dream Diva Podcast starts now. Hey everyone, in this episode, I'll interpret mermaid dreams, tell you of a firsthand account of a real mermaid sighting in Maui, and reveal a mermaid card reading for my listeners. Hi everyone, thanks for unlocking your dream power with me, Peli Keo, dream medium. So, did you remember any dreams last night? Have you received any dream guidance lately? I would love to know. Call me and my producer, Jacob, at 1-800-930-2819. I'll take your dream questions and help you unlock your dream power coming up in about 30 minutes. If you're listening right now, it's because it's time for a new love to come into your life. How do I know? Because mermaids are among us. So stick around to find out how you can know too. All right. So remember, you can watch today's show live on Facebook. Just get the link at Transformation Talk Radio or thedreamdiva.com. Need help? Book your private one-on-one session with me at thedreamdiva.com and follow me on Insta and Facebook at The Dream Diva and Twitter, Peli E. Keo. So if you want your dreams interpreted on the show, you can also email me info@thedreamdiva.com. Let's command our space for our dream session work. Infinite Spirit, aligned to the law of oneness, I command this space and this session filled with our true God self and the good of all and the harm of none. I activate, anchor, and amplify our protective 12D shield and rainbow light shield to the north, south, west, east, above, below, and all the spaces in between. Only love can penetrate our protective shield. Beauty, goodness, and truth before us. With that, we wander day and night. With beauty, goodness, and truth behind us, below us, above us. With that, we wander day and night. And with that, I say, so it is. So to set the stage, I want to start with the story of the real mermaid sighting in Maui that I had heard about in 2016. I'll give you a brief backstory, set up the characters involved, and then let you know my emotional state of mind before I heard that story and then after, because I think it's important to understand how you can embody the transformational energy of the mermaid. So first, the location of the mermaid sighting is in Maui, and that is very significant to me because when I lived back in LA in 2006, I was spiritually drawn to Maui and I visited it several times. And on one of the trips, it was a spiritual odyssey where I was given guidance every morning on where to go and what to do. And little did I know that each day was building to culminate in me having to face my fear of drowning. I mean, it felt like a past lifetime in the land of Mu or Lemuria. And the funny thing about this whole experience was that I never knew I had a fear of drowning. I grew up on the beach, swimming in the ocean, having no fear of riptides, waves, sharks, anything like that, especially not drowning, until I'm in Maui and I have to face it in that moment on that last day. And I had to use the power of my mind to bridge from dying to surviving. It was a very powerful experience and thank God I overcame it. So 10 years later, in 2016, I had heard this firsthand account of a mermaid sighting from an energy worker called Howard Wills. You can look him up on the internet. He lives in Kauai. And at the time, I was visiting my friend Beth in Malibu, and we were looking for something, you know, fun to do. And by chance, I had been in touch with a friend, Norma Milanovic. She began her career with a PhD in education, working at the University of New Mexico, but then became a New Age author and wrote the seminal book, We the Arcturians, which she channeled. And the Arcturians are a group of ETs. And I'm in touch with Norma. And also you might have heard of the Arcturians from Gene Ang. He also teaches about the Arcturians. But I was in touch with Norma at the time. And she told me that her friend from the East Coast was also in Malibu and that we should meet. And we did. So for brunch. And because of this meeting with this friend and Beth and myself, we learned that Howard Wills, the energy worker, was in the Pacific Palisades doing energy healing sessions. At first, I totally hesitated, but Beth was right on it. She booked her session. I said, okay, I give in. What the heck? Let's go. So we find ourselves at this Ayurvedic spa house in the Pacific Palisades, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It is so beautiful. We walk in and there is this glowing woman, radiant health, beauty inside and out, no makeup on, long brown hair, brown eyes. And I thought, oh my God, whatever she's getting at this place, I want some of that. And I'm hoping Howard can make me look, you know, a little bit as beautiful as this woman. She was getting Ayurvedic sessions. And I knew that I was getting an energy healing from Howard. But when I came out of Howard's session, it was the exact opposite of beauty. I mean, I was a complete emotional wreck. And it was nothing that Howard had said. I mean, it's just that he just snaps his fingers and says some prayers. And I poured out an ocean of tears on him, sobbing profusely. And I mean, it was so much that he had to run to the bathroom and wipe himself off because I had soaked him from head to toe. And when I came out, my friend Beth was horrified. She was so embarrassed because the windows were open. And I mean, practically the entire Pacific Palisades had heard me and crying because of Howard Wills snapping his fingers. But finally, after that had all passed and we're sitting in the living room, Howard came out and he had a bite to eat and he started immediately talking about UFOs and encounters and lost time and UFO sightings. And I wondered, okay, here we go. Mermaids and ETs are, you know, my lane. And I was wondering where he was all going with this. And then suddenly he started talking about, and I met a mermaid. And that's when he told us of the story of the Maui mermaid. Howard said that he and his wife were in Maui swimming up, around sunset. And I just need to tell you that the beaches in Maui are not like the ones on the East Coast or the West Coast of the United States. The beaches in Maui get deep really fast. 1-2 feet, a yard, you are up to your neck in water. And that's where Howard and his wife had found themselves. And they were just standing there in the water, neck deep, when suddenly an 8-foot mermaid jets up out of the water and just hovers over them. I mean, and Howard, described her as with fish eyes staring down at them. And he just, acted it out and he could tell he was embodying the energy of this mermaid. And he said she was not beautiful and that she was scary with her fish eyes, just looking down at them. And you could tell through her energy that she was there with a purpose and looking at them menacingly. Howard goes on to describe that they were so scared. And I said, well, what did she look like, of course? And the one thing he remembers is her golden straw hair that just raked all the way down her arms. I mean, picture an 8-foot creature with long, long golden straw hair. And I thought that was really interesting that that's the one, you know, part of her that stuck out to him in his mind. And I imagined that perhaps it was the result from the harsh, you know, salty Pacific Ocean. So of course I had to ask him, you know, what about, you know, her boobies? And of course, Howard didn't answer that. And he just kept silent on that question. I guess he pleaded the fifth. But then he went on to say how scared this encounter, because it lasted, you know, more than a second. He and his wife just started to try to step backwards because they felt that their life was in danger. And at that moment, I said, well, why do you think this mermaid sighting happened, Howard? And you know what? He didn't know. But I did. I felt in that moment, I knew. Because in that moment of asking him that question, it just came to me that I knew why it came that they had the mermaid sighting is because that mermaid is me. And that's when I went from completely feeling defeated to becoming totally empowered. I embodied the mermaid energy and I used her transformational magical energy. And suddenly I was completely self-empowered in this moment with this story. So after Howard said he didn't know why they encountered the mermaid, he did say that he knew why the mermaid spared them their life. And he went on to say that there is a story in Maui that a certain number of surfer boys go missing in Maui every year and they're never found. And that local surfers know not to surf alone. And he suspected that because he was with his wife, he was spared his life in that mermaid encounter. Now, you know, I wonder if that is true. Is that something that people on Maui believe? And because they believe it, they've created it. Or is it because Howard and his wife have this spiritual emotional bond? And because he's an energy worker, he could see that the mermaid in the dimension that she lives in. And perhaps it's the eighth dimension, because he did say something about her golden straw hair, and the gold is the energy color of the eighth dimension, the eighth ray. And these are things that are something to contemplate. I also think that I would love to hear, you know, if you've had any mermaid encounters or mermaid dreams, because I certainly have, and I'm going to be talking about them and interpreting them and how we can connect them to empowering a new love to come into your life. So what do you think? You can call in at 800-930-2891. And I hope to be talking to you in a few minutes at the half hour. So let's talk about what it means to have a mermaid dream and how they can be a sign of love. Well, the reason why I bring up that mermaid sighting and that story, as menacing as it was, because it did, I mean, the only love in that story is Howard and his wife and the bond they had together of protection. But I think that it is really important to set the stage for the power of the mermaid and to understand that if you want to unlock the power of your dreams, you have to be able to face them, whether they scare you or not. And no matter what your gender is or cultural background, when it comes to dreams, especially mermaid dreams, you have to adopt an artist mindset or a writer's mindset. At the very least, you must have a child's mindset because you must believe. And that is, of course, dreaming 101, right? And we forget that we have to train our minds to believe. And the mermaid also, the archetypal force of consciousness is that she teaches us to believe in impossibilities, right? So if you're finding yourself, you know, like me, non-attached, not in a relationship, not married, divorced, widowed, and you want a new love to come into your life, now is the time to tap the energy of the mermaid. It's because She is the magic that lives in the space in between. She is in between the human and the fish. She is in between the underwater and above water, like in Howard's mermaid sighting. She lives in that magical space, that shamanic space of the in-betwixt and in-between, where magic and transformation happens. And this is someone to, or this is an energy to call on to bring in that love energy. So we're going to explore it. I'm going to invoke it for myself. This is an experiment. It's coming to me now. And that's why I'm talking about the mermaid. So let's dive in to some mermaid dreams. So just to set the stage, I'm going to say mermaid dreams are for lovers and anyone who desires, wishes, or wants more. And it could be rare to dream about mermaids, but I know that if you know you're a mermaid, you just know it. And you maybe have be lucky enough to have dreamed about them, because mermaids are psychic. Mermaids are the emotional synchronicity of love and relationships. And mermaids, of course, are sexy. Mermaids are also, unfortunately, the harbinger of unrequited love, but they're also about love renewed and love eternal. So embracing all of those aspects, we need to know that mermaids are shapeshifters and they can also be tricksters as well. So just to set the stage that there is a whole kaleidoscope of energy around mermaids, no matter what the cultural story is. And I looked back in my dream journals, and in 2019, so 3 years later, after that story from Howard Wills, it took 3 years to bubble up in my psyche to start popping. I had many, many mermaid dreams in 2019, and I rode that wave of mermaid dreams. It really sustained me. So I'm going to share it with you. One thing that I wrote in my dream journal on March 20th, 2019, was a definition of a mermaid. And I wrote, a water woman who chooses love over fear. Wow. So I don't know where that came from. I just, obviously, when you go to your dream journal, again, if you have a writer's mind, an artist's mind, or a child's mind, you can play with the part of yourself that is whole. You can play with the part of yourself and access the part of yourself that is whole and still dreams, right? And I wrote, again, a water woman. So the emotion, the mother aspect, the female aspect, who chooses love over fear. That's a very courageous thing to do. So the next entry in my journal is this. I write, after a shamanic dream circle meditation that was difficult for me to travel, I expected to sleep and dream of my guides, my spirit guides. Instead, I dreamed of witnessing a man and woman getting engaged with two necklaces. The first necklace is over the man's heart. It's red brick stone in shape. I describe it as an outpouring of love or a mini waterfall coming out of the red stone. The second necklace is a diamond necklace over the top of the woman's head. And then I write, will you marry me? So, you know, I did not know the man or woman. And I write in the journal, perhaps it's me. And then, of course, I go to my mermaid cards and I pulled out soulmate relationship. Of course, I have to give you the definition now of the mermaid card. It says, your mermaid desire to be in a great love relationship has manifested, and a new romance with a spiritual basis is here for you now. Wow, that was 3 years ago, 2019. Why hasn't it showed up? Where is it? What's going on? And of course, I want to blame the universe and my dreams for not coming true, not being real. And of course, I know that this is, even though I tell you to be a child, that it could be a little bit being impatient, or I'll call it myself that as best, you know, at best. And yet I realize that I need to revisit it and not give up, because this is what makes me feel like, yes, this is what I want. This is what I've never manifested. And it's also, you know, a love relationship with a spiritual basis. I think that takes a lot of wisdom and maturity, experience, and it just can't happen overnight. You cannot give up on your dreams, or your dreams will give up on you. It's a relationship to engage in. And I would like to know, you know, have you had dreams of a new love, getting married, that did not manifest? And have you given up on that dream? So in, you know, as we go towards the, you know, break in a few minutes, I'm just going to talk about that, you know, how I came up with, why did mermaids pop up all of the sudden? And, you know, of course, we interpret that dream that I just told you. So I'll talk about the fact that, you know, spiritual love is one thing. It's a lot different than, you know, sexual attraction, which is what the mermaid is known for. But we need to go a lot deeper. And for me, the mermaid is coming up for me as a spiritual love, not just that sexual attraction that everybody thinks the mermaid is known for. For me, the red brick necklace shows the foundation of building the relationship with the heart through the male action, the male energy within me, building that male spiritual house, the foundation of the house. And the female is represented by the diamond sparkle necklace, the crystal clarity of the mind with the necklace on top of the head, receiving the female intuition and the imagination to fill that house with feeling, with a perfect union of male and female integration. And this is a dream that I had back in 2019, which was inspired by me talking about mermaids as a definition of choosing love over fear. This is a dream of male-female balance and marriage within myself. You could say, wow, do I need to marry my male and female within me before, you know, this spiritual based love comes? And it's a lot different, of course, like I said, it's than a sexual attraction. Those are easy to manifest. So yeah, 3 years later, I'm trying to finally wrap my head around the idea of wanting to be married and be in this kind of love or relationship that is a lot more high-minded. Again, the diamond necklace on the head. And, you know, talking about mermaids and dreams and mermaid dreams, if you know you're a mermaid, you just know. You know it as a kid. You grow up, I'm a mermaid, so I can spot a mermaid a mile away. And another reason why mermaids started coming up is because I went to the beach the other day and I saw a little head pop out of the water. And I said, is it a water bird? No. And then the head went down, the head popped up again. I said, oh, that's a mermaid. I got to start connecting with my mermaids again. And maybe it was a baby seal, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. My imagination is what's real in this moment. And it's your imagination with your emotion that can help you to manifest. So it also reminded me that this past summer, I ran into a little friend on the beach. Her name was Rosie. She was in a pink unicorn one-piece bathing suit and, you know, with a Black Panther boogie board. And she asked me, you want to swim with me? And I looked at her and I said, yeah. And I said, but, you know, I'm a mermaid. And she said, yeah, I am too. And so, again, the mermaid is, you know, a connection to the childhood, doing what you love, and your imagination. So, Rosie, this podcast is dedicated to you because I promised you and your brother and your mom that I would dedicate a podcast to you. And so there you go. Now, if you've had a mermaid dream, I would love to hear about it, or any dream question. Remember, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Maybe you've dreamed of whales, sharks, octopus, dolphins, any kind of underwater creature. I would love to hear about that. Again, but you can ask me anything. Again, I've talked about whales and dreams. Again, amazing connection to water. Water is also a connection to the West, to career, and to being psychic. You can call, like, you can call in the mermaid, you can call in the energy of the whale. And I've also used shark for manifesting power and confidence. And this came to me all with my shamanic practices of going to the beach and following my dreams, you know, and guidance with dream animals. And I am not like an animal person. I don't even have a pet. And when animals come to me in dreams, it's fantastical. It is definitely like watching an animated film or Disney. It's so powerful. It's actually, for me, more powerful to receive information and spiritual guidance or inspiration from animals in dreams than a spirit guide. It's just so, there's just more to unpack. It's more, for lack of a better word, magical. So I've also dreamed of octopus, and octopus are about hiding and being actual to camouflage oneself from danger. And this was a very significant dream when I dreamed about octopus before. I've had many dreams of dolphins. Dolphins are about communication. Most of these animals are about psychic intuition, psychic communication, telepathy, and extrasensory perception. These animals can help you not only survive, but they can also help you thrive and be creative. So again, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back. And I'm going to tell you about a mermaid dream that I had, several mermaid dreams that I had about love. And we'll see you when we come back.
Unlock the power of your dreams and break free of the past. On the Dream Diva podcast, we're dying to dream. Hi, I'm Kelly Keough, Dream Medium. Join my masterclass in shamanic journeying and intuitive dream interpretation to receive messages from your soul symbols, ancestors, guides, and spirit animals. Together, we'll explore precognitive dreams to help you live your best life. The Dream Diva podcast airs every Wednesday at noon Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
All right, so we're back, and I'm going to tell you about a dream that I had again in 2019 that was probably, you know, inspired by the mermaid sighting dream that Howard Wills told me. So again, it's in the spring of 2019, and this particular week, I was feeling very lonely and very, let's say, depressed, I would say, as well. And yet this dream had an energy all to itself. It was like its own bubble of energy that I could literally put my hand into and take it out. And it was this whole different feeling. It was like a part of me, but completely separate. And it was actually my mermaid self, my mermaid identity, and my mermaid nature that loved so wildly, so unconditionally, so recklessly. And this particular mermaid aspect of myself came to me in a dream, and she probably came to knock on my door. I had suppressed her. I had pushed her down. She had gotten me in so much trouble that I really just had to kill her. But she's not dead. She's resurfaced. And like the trickster she is, and had made me look at myself. And it turned out to be, and you'll see, a precognitive dream from 2019. So I call this mermaid dream mermaid love, very simply. And at the time, I knew aspects of it could possibly happen. So for a reality check, I knew that it was you know, it could happen, but I didn't want it to happen. And I wouldn't look at the precognitive aspects. I just looked at it symbolically with a little bit of opportunity to maybe see that as a future thing. So here we go. So the overwhelming emotion in this dream was unconditional love that a wild mermaid feels. And it's something that I don't even want to conjure up because it's like so powerful that if I bottled it, I know that I would make a lot of money. That's how it feels, supernatural. And it's something that only a mermaid can feel. So here's an entry for my dream journal that went like this. Before I went to sleep, I asked to talk to my mermaid self. And yet, so here I am, asking to talk to my mermaid self. I do not remember doing that. I just remember not wanting to talk to my mermaid self. But I ended up at that point, here it is, talking to Tom Cruise on a yacht. And that's what started kind of this journey that took me off. I think then a couple days later, this dream comes in. And I'm somehow walking from the ocean, getting off the yacht, walking from the ocean on land, and I'm very tired and lonely. And I'm looking for a certain someone's house. And I get to his apartment, I guess, and I find myself resting in bed with him. And I can't remember how or what happened between me walking in the door and getting into his bed, but something happened, exchanges happened, and I pretend to go to sleep, which in some ways reflects real life because in, you know, events with this person, I definitely pretended to be asleep and a little bit half conscious at the wheel. So I'm in bed with him and I'm surprised that he gets aroused in this dream state, in this dream bed. And he jumps out of bed as if to reject me. And I think that that is a key thing with mermaids, because they definitely, the mermaid energy brings up the hurt, the pain, the rejection of the, you know, the emotional body. And this is probably the crux of why I have an affinity with mermaids, because I don't really know, you know, many mermaid, especially Hans Christian Andersen, that particular fairy tale was devastating to me as a child and probably wired my brain to have the same kind of experiences in my adult life with men. So I understand that he's rejecting me. And of course, this what starts the whole self-conscious body image thing. And I still pretend to sleep, and my legs, I'm aware of my legs, and I'm worried that they won't be suitable for a mortal because I know I'm a mermaid. I know my legs won't be slim enough or beautiful enough or not tan enough. And there's ugly sunspots on my legs. And I know that in this moment that this is why I'm being rejected by this man. And in that moment, I also know that I must love myself the way I am. And this is, you know, again, that transformational energy between being rejected and self-love. How do you bridge those two energies with the mermaid archetypal force? Well, of course, you have to choose with your mind, just like when I was in Maui, drowning in the ocean. I had to choose survival. I had to use my mind to bridge from dying to surviving. So in this moment, I know that my only shield is my attitude to shield me from any kind of judgment. So I choose, obviously, myself, and I choose to love my mermaid legs. And with that, you know, he punches me or hits me on my right shoulder. And that it's just a wake up call that this is my feminine side. So I'm obviously lying on my female side, and my left side is my female side. And I get hit on the right shoulder. Again, dreams many times, In every episode, I have used male and female analogies, male and female energies, male and female symbology, male and female archetypes, the balancing of these energies within and without us. And this is showing me that, my female side, I'm protecting it. So all he can hurt is my male side. So what is this action I'm going to take next in this dream? And I want to connect. That would be my male side, the reaching out, the wanting the love, the male aspect. And so I feel that he's stopping me from connecting. Now, how that feels to your mermaid, inner self that wants to love, that can be very traumatizing. But still, in this love story dream, I want to connect with this man. And only a mermaid would put up with this kind of, rejection and abuse, right? So I'm hoping that this will clear and leave me and stop haunting me, because the idea of wanting to connect is so visceral. I mean, it is like the in-betweenness of the human and the fish. It's very visceral. You can just feel that animalistic instinct. So I get out of bed and I'm saddened, but I still want to connect. And I know that I must leave him and get back on a bus to go back to the sea. And as this overarching idea happens, I look around me and I see the poor surroundings of this place. And suddenly this apartment is a tenement with concrete floors, only a few flights up. And nothing but an old bed and an old desire, an old furniture and an old refrigerator, but it's really an ice box full of ice that you have to chip away at. And it's partially melting. And the whole place feels very, very poor and doesn't have very much. Interestingly, we can assume or project on that. These are old desires or old patterns, maybe. And the next moment, his dead mother is there and she's laughing at both of us, thinking we are ridiculous for carrying on this way. She's with her tiny friend with dark black hair and they're about to go out shopping. But before they leave, his dead mother tells me to avoid the construction. What does that mean? I've already walked from the beach to here. I went by the construction on the road. It was no problem. It was easy breezy, but she gives me that, sign. So this is definitely, a message from, let's say, the dearly departed. And I just tuck that back, in the back of my mind. And it's funny because I've never met his mother, but in the dream, she was so distinct that I felt like I really met her, that she was very Bostonian, had a very thick accent, had this kind of rhythmic kind of cultural accent. Like it almost sounded like poetry to my ears. And it was very comforting, actually, to hear this from his mother. So I thought that was interesting because mother is going to come up again. Mother in the card reading, mother is the energy of the ocean and the energy of the new energy, the mermaid energy. So if you are dreaming of mermaids or have an affinity for them, it can be a new level of understanding of mermaid, of mother energy, of nurturing and unconditional love that is the mother energy. So, all right. So I'm still desiring to connect with this person and it's very sexual. Okay. So now I have to admit that this is not just a spiritual thing, but it's definitely visceral, very sexual. And at some time, and at some point, I sense that he doesn't feel the same. And again, I go back through these waves of being degraded and not feeling like, hey, that I can be with this person because I'm just not good enough. And then it all switches. So there's a dream within a dream. And it's either him or a reflection of me, but now there's this new man. And he's in a corner in the kitchen, squatting down. And he's so handsome and rugged and very attractive. And I'm so, distracted by the way this man looks. And here's what he says to me. And I remember, and I never would have remembered this if I hadn't written it down. And he starts to say that he's a radio star and a celebrity chef with a radio station. And he wants me to make sure that I don't confuse the two. And I just thought, when I read that in my dream journal, I almost, fell out of my chair, because at that time in 2019, I had no intentions of being, a podcaster, no intentions of doing radio. And I had been a celebrity chef, but that was a lifetime, back in Los Angeles, and that's over. And it's interesting because when I launched this podcast with Transformation Talk Radio, I remember having conversations with the producers, I want to make sure that, how do I bring in my past expertise and self-help with this new, in sugar-free, gluten-free, healthy, healing work with this dream work. And here's a dream about being completely rejected and having a failed, life in love. But within that dream was the seed of truth of my male aspect, foretelling me 3 years ago. Well, how many years ago? So yeah. So 2019 to 2022, 3 years ago, a precognitive dream talking about having a radio station and or, doing radio. So that to me is so eye-opening. And yet it comes in this mermaid dream. And yes, if somebody had told me that you're going to, do radio, I would say, yeah, that's just a dream. So then it switches back into the dream. And now I'm in this big square living room in his apartment, and I'm back with him. And now the floor is not concrete, but it's pink shell scalloped pattern. It's like the past has been washed away. And now he sits on a soft chair from me and is very proud of, clearing this thing between us. And I say, well, now we can dance. And of course, this is a great, huge, this is transformational, this energy. I mean, you can't get this from therapy. You can't get this from, interfamily systems, therapy. This is coming from a dream, from a mermaid perspective, from that child exiled within, actually, if I do use that modality to look at this. But it's more than my child within. It's definitely my female within, empowering myself to accept myself and to accept my full potential. I hope the same for you. So I remember now the dream shifting and going into the kitchen. So the kitchen is home. It's the mother energy. And now it's about this feeling of nurturing and or, flirting with the hot water in the kitchen. And these are all romantic symbols of romance that continue on in this dream. So I see that I make a joke, and things are so interesting. So how can we put this together? We can put this together by saying the change of bridging, choosing in your mind to bridge from dying dying to living, or being rejected to being empowered, is so easy, but it's not, is a choice. So it's a choice of the mind. And the dream goes deeper and deeper and reveals things to me about you know, his childhood and the reasons why he did the things he did. And I feel, you know, at the end of the dream, I'll just go there and I'll tell you that I woke up with such a powerful feeling of my mermaid love. I couldn't handle it. I said, I cannot deal with this. And of course, I shoved it back down in 2019. And there it went. I can't even have the courage to touch it. But I did want to tell you how powerful that energy was to help me push me towards transformation. And here I am doing this podcast. So I'll move to another dream. And that was later, again, in 2019, where I was given a dream about a screenplay. And in the dream, I am writing in my journal. And in my journal, I'm writing, I just got accepted, or I entered a contest, and I was the one chosen to make a movie. And the movie is called The Myth, Mary and the Mermaid. I mean, yes, it's very Christian, like Mother Mary, but that's all it gave me. And then, of course, in the dream, I was putting everything in boxes and, you know, things were very casually. It was fun. It was happy. And it was a dream that really convinced me that I was going to write a mermaid movie and it was going to get made. That was 3 years ago. I worked on that screenplay, hundreds and hundreds of drafts, till I finally came up with the idea of doing a body swap mermaid movie, romantic comedy, teen comedy, of course, body swap. And it just took like an incredible amount of ingenuity and creativity to figure out the mechanics of how to get them both on land in bodies so that they could, of course, battle it out and not have everything, you know, in the ocean. So the reason why I tell you that is because that dream, I was so convinced that it kept me and my creativity and my motivation over 3 years. And now it's up to me. If I give up on that screenplay, it's on me, you know. So the message here with dreams and creativity is, are you going to give up? Am I going to give up on finding a new love? I must make the choice, the commitment, and manifest it. I have manifested so many things with dreams. I have unlocked the power of my dreams in so many ways. One way, these two things, getting married and selling a feature film or a TV series, that next project, those are my two things on the plate. Those are my two things that I want to put up for experiment and prove that I can unlock the power of my dreams. So I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear your ideas and your willingness to unlock the power of your dreams. So please email me or call, and I will now just wrap up the show and say, you know, you can rewatch the show on my YouTube channel on Kelly Keough. You can also do it at the Transformation Talk Radio channel. And you can listen to my Dream Diva podcast on the Transformation Talk Radio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. So again, email me at info@thedreamdiva.com if you'd like your dream interpreted on the show. And just for my listeners, you can book a 15-minute free session as my gift on my website. And so again, don't forget to use your dream tools of intending your dreams, writing them down, and talking about them with me and or your friends, and doing dream interpretations for each other. So I hope to see you next time on The Dream Diva. And that is it for today. So dream on.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Diva podcast with me, Kelly Keough. Try to remember your dreams tonight and don't forget to write them down. My masterclass in shamanic dreaming and intuitive dream interpretation will help you break free of the past and empower your transformation now. Whether you remember your dreams or not, you'll receive inspirational guidance to help change your career, health, and relationships. We'll explore messages from your soul symbols and spirit guides, and we'll also develop your higher sensory perception. To book an intuitive reading with me, visit thedreamdiva.com. The Dream Diva podcast airs every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.